Friends, Roman's countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello, Kate Pryor. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I haven't broken anything yet, apart from that time, which I won't talk about.
Just you going solo.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully I won't get told off by boss man when he comes in on Tuesday. We're taking Monday off. We're going to have long Waitangi weekend. What are you going to do with your weekend?
I'm heading away to the Coromandel, where I'm hoping it's not going to be as rainy as it is here.
Apparently, well, according to Rick Breeze, patchy.
Yeah.
And maybes.
Yeah.
Which you can't really make any bets on. Hmm. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, hopefully.
Other than that, what's on stage? What's in the brain?
Well, we're kind of gearing up now. Like everything, you know, January's pretty quiet in theatre land. And apart from the amazing Joe Anderson doing a grand opening. But yeah, we're gearing up and Pride Festival starts tonight.
So, tonight?
Yeah. So it runs for 2 weeks. And there's a huge amount of events. I think something around 80. But there's a great theatre... lots of exciting theatre shows happening in Pride.
And they're happening all over the show, aren't they? They're like Garnet Cafe, kind of all over Auckland.
Yeah, of course, the usuals of the Basement and Q Theatre. The couple of shows that I was going to talk about today are both in Pride and are both completely so different. And one is Tom Sainsbury's and Jason Smith's Gaze in Space, which is following on from their STD musical comedy Infectious last year.
Their what musical comedy?
I didn't get to see it, but it's Tom Sainsbury's, who is obviously Paula Bennett, as we all know him on Snapchat.
What is he on Facebook? Tom Sainsbury, Snapchat comedian.
Yeah, like that Snapchat dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious because, you know, Tom has been making plays prolifically for a good 10 years.
Yeah.
And yet Snapchat has shot him into national fame.
He uses it very well.
Yeah, he does.
We played twins in a play once.
Oh, did you?
I had to take a photo of Tom to a hairdresser and say, can you please cut my hair like Tom's? And they said no.
Was it a Tom Sainsbury play?
No, it was a University of Auckland summer Shakespeare.
Oh, wow.
We were the twins in Twelfth Night. Hey, yeah. Tom. What's up?
He's teaming up with his usual collaborators like Chris Parker and a whole bunch of other actors for this show. And it's at Q from Wednesday next week.
See, when you say the name, I just have the Muppet kind of intro to Pigs in Space in my head.
I know.
Which may work, you know. Gaze in Space. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. And secondly, we've got another work. The collective Faffswag have an amazingly busy month. And one of their works this month is, amongst several, is a really exciting interdisciplinary curatorial project at the Basement. They're taking over the Basement for one whole night on Saturday the 10th. It's called Chrome Chrysalis. And it is curated by Akashi Fisi'inawa, who is one of the members of Faffswag. It's awesome because it's the first night Basement kind of opens again for the year.
Right.
And it's going to take over each floor with a range of performance work, music, screen work. It's going to be amazing. So, yeah.
Are there still just two venues in the Basement, upstairs, downstairs?
Yeah, upstairs, downstairs, yeah. The smaller space upstairs, and then of course the dressing rooms and stuff are at the back of the upstairs, yeah. But it will take, I imagine, I think it's going to take over absolutely everywhere. So
potentially the bar as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds amazing.
So an amazing start to the Basement year as well. And Faffswag have an amazing, they also have they've got a VR documentary that they're launching the website of next week, which is also amazing. I think the launch is at Auckland Art Gallery. It's been a massive project for them. I think they've been focusing on it for like a couple of years. So they're kind of amazing. I mean, they're just going out into all these different performance spaces and of course online as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if you just Google Fastwag, you're probably a wealth of things that they're doing currently. So those dates again for the for your two picks for Pride Theatre?
So Chrome Chrysalis from Fastwag is on the 10th, Saturday the 10th, at the Basement. That's a ticketed event. So I'd grab your tickets because I imagine it's going to sell out.
For sure.
And, Tom Sainsbury's Gaze in Space is on from the 7th to the 16th at Q Theatre, and you can get tickets at Q.
I think he's also doing some other play with a friend of his to do with wigs.
Oh, yeah. That's in Pride as well.
It is in Pride as well. Totally like Tom to make himself incredibly, incredibly busy.
I guess he just has like a library of wigs, especially for Snapchat stuff. Like, it always amazes me how fast, like with the Jacinda baby announcement, he was just, and within an hour, he right had a Paula out there. Just must have a growing library of politician costumes.
Amazing. Well, if you would like to find out more about Pride Festival or the theatre as well, apart from the pics that we've just detailed, you can go to aucklandpride.org.nz. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks.
See you next week.
See ya.
That was Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.